In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, all one God, Amen. Today is the third Sunday in Hathor, which is weird if we remember that at the beginning, the first 2 weeks in Hathor, we talked about the sower, the parable of the sower. Actually, because this is the period of sowing in Egypt, that's why we talk about the sower. And this parable related to the seed, and the seed is the word of God. That's why the third week today, it's totally different, and or it's linked, but not again repeated as a sower parable. But it's totally different because it's linked to another thing, which is how I have to follow Jesus Christ, which is really appear in the gospel. And usually the third Sunday, it's coming inside or around the Nativity feast, the fast. That's why it's related and linked to how to fast also too. And as we know, that the 43 days, it's divided by two things. The 3 days of moving the mountain of Moatam, and the 40 days, it's related to the 40 days of fasting of Moses on the mountain, as he prepared himself to receive the word of God written on the tablet. And as we same, we are fasting because we have to receive, and we are receiving by the end of the fast, the word of God who was incarnated. And as Moses received it on the tablet, and also I prepare my heart to receive Jesus Christ who was incarnated in my heart. And to know how is the power of the Word of God, look only to the Word of God after the 3 days of fasting and prayer. And after that 3 days, they moved the mountain of Moatam. Then if I receive the Word of God, I receive it. But I have to work. That's why the seed, which is when they throw the seed on many lands, what's totally different. One land here and another no. And it's clear in the gospel today how to follow Jesus Christ. It's written 3 conditions only to follow Jesus Christ. 1, the love, 2, the cross, and 3, forsake. Love, cross, forsake. When we go to the gospel, which is from St. Luke, he said, the first of all, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. If there is any obstacle between you and between God, remove it. And remember only that God, who was incarnated, he came and became man for me only. I will tell you a story happened with a child in a school. There is a teacher called the mother of this child. And she told her, I want to tell you about something happened with your kid. Really very strange for me. Usually, I'm telling them about a story. This story, it's between an ant and grasshopper, like Namla Zaygarod. And grasshopper. And usually this happens, the story is like that. The ant tried to gather all the food during the summer, because for sure to be hibernate or go inside the under the ground, that's why she tried to gather all the food for the winter. But the grasshopper didn't do that. Try to play only all the time. And by the end, when the winter came, the grasshopper go to ant and ask for food. And she stopped at this point the story. And the teacher tried to tell all the kids, try to tell me the end. Try to imagine it and complete the story for me. And usually the majority of the kids, like around 80% from the kids, the end of the story said, for all the kids, the ant accept to give the food and they live together. Or only 20% said, the ant said, no, sorry, I can't give you any food. And the grasshopper died. But the problem that the kid was totally different. He asked for a paper, and he asked also for to draw some picture. And he was surprised, that the teacher was surprised about why he wanted to draw. But she gave him a paper to draw. By the end, she read the end of the story, which is written by this kid. The ant give all the food to grasshopper, and the ant died. And the draw, the mother asked for the draw, for the picture. The teacher said, Jesus Christ on the cross. This is exactly what we have. The love of God. He gave us everything to live. He gave us everything to live. He loves us. He loves us from his deep heart. That's why I have to communicate with him with the same love. To give him the same love. Without loving God and loving people, it's equal. When I love God from my deep heart, I will love all the people from my deep heart. Even I fall, it's no problem, because God accepts myself. Then, first of all, I have to love the Word of God as the Word of God loves me. I have to love the people surround me as God loves me. I ask the forgiveness of the people as I ask the forgiveness for myself. I forgive the people as God forgives my sin. You can imagine that the fasting, it's the first commandment from God to Adam, don't eat. Don't stop eat. That's why we are here fasting. Because we want to go again to another level, the level of Adam. The purity of the first Adam. That's why we are fasting. We are not fasting because we have to fast as the other church or the church is fasting, or this is a rule. No. As the God give himself a sacrifice to us, or for us, the same. I have to give a little sacrifice, a small sacrifice as food. The second condition to live with God in my spiritual life and in fast also too, the cross. The cross is divided by two things. A temptation in the world, in my life, and strife. تجربة وفي جهاد. The temptation in my life, with it, any temptation come to my life, I have to accept that and enjoy that, as Saint Jacob said in his epistle. With total of joy, I enjoy that. And strife, I mean that I have to do some effort to purify myself, to be close to God. I'll tell you another story. A one king asked a painter to paint him the best drawing for a bird. And he know very well that this painter is very famous and he can do anything quickly, fast. And he was expecting that he will draw this picture like a couple of weeks only. And after 2 weeks, and after 2 months, and after 2 years, he didn't hear anything from this painter. He was surprised. Then he has to go ask the painter, where is the picture? What I asked to. And he went to this painter and he told him, where is the picture of the bird? He told him, can you give me please only 15 minutes? Only 15 minutes. And he drew the picture of the bird in 15 minutes only, and he gave it to him. It was a great picture of the bird. And the king was surprised. I asked it from years. And now you did only are doing this picture in 10 minutes or 15 minutes. Then the painter told him, can you come to my house inside? I will show you something. He showed him hundreds of pictures, but different. Pictures of eyes, pictures of wings, pictures of the body of the bird. He tried to draw all the eyes of the birds, and he chose the best one. And he drew all the wings of the birds, and he chose also the best one. That's why in 15 minutes only, he gave the king the best of the best. In the last 10 minutes in my life, I will give everything to God. But after a long strife in my life, when I choose how to live, I try to modify my eyes to be the best. I try to modify my ears to hear. I try to strive in my spiritual life. I want to be close to God more. And the reflection of God on me to be different. This is a strife and this is the cross. Without the cross in my life, I can't live. And the third condition is forsake. When you have a child and he had a toy or he has something in his hands, then if I want to take it from him, it's so hard because he will cry a lot. Then the concept of try to give him something different, shy and something attractive, another thing, to leave what his hand and to take the other toy. This is exactly what we have to do in our life. We will forsake everything. Because I know very well that I will meet him in heaven. We are living here a little bit. It's a journey. And we will meet all together again in another life. If I have this in my mind, I will live good. Totally different. The last story. There is a child around 10 years old. And he passed away because he had a cancer. And his mother in the hospital was crying a lot. And she asked herself, why God you took my kid? I love him a lot. And she went back to home and she was praying a lot. She was praying and crying. She was not blaming God, but she was asking God about why? Why suffering? Why that? And she slept, and suddenly in the morning when she woke up, she found a letter beside her bed. And she opened the letter. And the letter is written like that. My beautiful mother, I am your son. God heard your voice and your supplications and your prayers. And he answered you. I am in the best place that you can't imagine. You know what? I met him. No picture and no photo can describe how God is beautiful. No picture and no drawing can describe how God is beautiful. I love and like a lot the angels when they are flying. I visit some places in heaven. It's really, really very beautiful. I can't describe to you. I can't explain. By the way, the Archangel Gabriel will send to you my message. You can imagine how is beautiful the heaven and how is beautiful our God and how is beautiful our Father. Forsake everything in your life. If you are something grabbed you or dragged you down, anything in your heart, whatever, money or friends or families or no love in my heart, everything will gone and we will meet him together by the end of the life. Now we are fasting. It's a good time now to stay with myself and to know where is now the weakness point in my life and how to gain virtue in my life. It's the best days when I fast. I raise my soul up, not my body. I raise my soul up and be close to God more. And don't worry, there is fight. I'm not telling you it will be a very simple life. No, there is fight. St. Paul said, don't worry about anything, but you have to fight. And you will fight and you will enjoy your life with God. Only to forsake everything put in front of your eyes the heaven and how God is beautiful to meet him. Remember the story of this kid who sent a message to her, to his mother from the heaven, about how is beautiful the heaven. Glory be to God forever. Amen.
Sophia Thea Proskomen, Kirelaison, Kirelaison, Chenometmi.
We believe in one God, God the Father, the Pontifical Creator, Creator of heaven and earth, and of all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God, begotten, not created, through the essence of the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary, and became man, and he was crucified, crossed into Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and the third day rose from the dead, according to the Scriptures, ascended to heaven, and he sits to the right hand of his Father, and he's coming again, his glory to judge, living and the dead, was seen in the shadow of the light. Yes, believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, receives from the Father, with the Father and the Son, who worship and glorify. Spoke by the prophets, and in one holy Catholic and Catholic Church, we confess and baptize for the remission of sins.
We long for the
اخواتي سامحوني اصفحوا عني شليل فوقيسون
ابير بروسفكي ستاسيتي
ايرني باسي
ايرني باسي